Living Without Memory. She's riding home on the crowded subway, staring at the back of her hand, where the familiar half-moon scar curves over a knuckle. She was washing a cup, and it broke with her hand inside it. She studies her square palm, long fingers, beginning of a hangnail. She has a sudden sense of vertigo, and when it passes, she is still staring at the hand, but it could belong to anybody. She watches it move and has no sense of willing it, no sense of its history or importance. At first, habit is strong enough to guide her to a house, to fit a key to the lock. It bids her embrace a man who does not remember and pushes her away in surprise, then pulls her towards him. Their dog yaps at their heels, snapping and biting and tearing at their trouser legs. By morning, it is worse. Now, only instinct guides her, still nude, to eat breakfast. But things disintegrate rapidly. The spoon falls from her hand, and the oatmeal dribbles down her chin unheeded. She has a gnawing feeling in her stomach as finally, without food, love, or language, she walks the same unfamiliar streets and, unaware of the danger of the wandering drivers, stares blindly up into the midday sun.